Let's do a patient by the name of Matty Johnson, MattieJohnson. Date of birth is 11/22/49. Today is 6/25/25. This is a 75-year-old woman who's no longer able to live by herself. She now lives with her daughter, Robin Love, L-O-V-E. She's been widowed for some time. She, about 8 years ago, she has three children, three girls, two boys. She's originally from Warden, W-O-R-D-E-N, Texas, about 60 miles from Houston. She quit smoking and drinking some 10 years ago, period. New paragraph, she was not able to live by herself anymore because of the fact that she has a long-standing history of senile degeneration of the brain. In the past 3 months, she lost over 10 pounds. Her daughter has been given an insured to compensate for that. She's been having issues with anxiety, sleeping difficulty, and Celexa to help with the symptoms, wears a diaper. She's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent now, period. New paragraph, Robin tells me that she definitely has sundowner syndrome. She's only oriented to person now, which is a huge change in her condition, period. Allergy non-surgery. She has a history of coronary artery bypass graft over 10 years ago. Medical problems. Iron deficiency, anemia, diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, dementia, senile degeneration of the brain, Alzheimer's, dementia, family history, mom died of cancer, they don't know what, dad died of old age, last hospitalization over 45 years ago. Review of system as above, consistent with decreased appetite. She's obese, 14-calorie malnutrition. She's been on Ensure after she lost 10 pounds. She's anemic. She's having a hard time walking. She's a high risk of fall. Dementia has caused her to be confused. She's only oriented to person, and she has severe sundowner syndrome, which she also has sundowner syndrome in the evenings. Medication, iron, 25 milligram once a day. Coric, 6.25 twice a day. Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 once a day, aspirin, 81 milligram a day, Celexa, 20 milligram a day, multivitamins once a day, period. Immunization, patient does not like to take any immunization, has not taken it all her life. Patient is awake but confused. Patient is able to move all four extremities with no focal deficits. Blood pressure is 140 over 90, pulse is 92, respiration is 18/02, side 93% on room air. Heart pulses, small pulses to lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with anesthesia, neurological non-focal. Does have muscle wasting in the lower extremity, especially. Assessment, 75-year-old woman with long-standing history of senile degeneration of the brain that has taken a turn for worse in the past 4 to 6 weeks, especially with decreased weight, decreased appetite, requiring Ensure, weight loss of over 10 pounds, shortness of breath with any activity, difficulty walking, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, wears pull-ups, is very much dependent on her daughter and the hospice aides and nurses that come to see her. She also has iron deficiency anemia, which causes her to be difficult on her feet. Her sugars are controlled in the 100 to 120 range, especially now she's not eating. We need to keep an eye on her blood sugar and further reduce her metformin as her weight goes down. She also has issues with sundowner syndrome related to senile degeneration of the brain, with Celexa helping somewhat at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor. Her daughter is concerned about her condition and her change in mentation. She's only oriented to person only, and she knows mom does not have very much longer to live, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.